And would you believe, with mouthfuls of soup and good English bread, we find no less than Ian Damon. Sitting here with a lovely badge in his lapel. What is that, Ian?
Big girl.
Would you believe? What are you doing here at Flashback 67?
Well, I thought I'd come out and have a bit of a bop around and meet some of the old contemporaries, some who I worked with out in the North Sea 10 years ago, and meet up with one or two people who, of course, were around in that era that I didn't really know, because I was only on Big L, as you know, Robbie, for a very, very short time, a matter of just 3 months from the beginning of June until the week before Marine Offences Bill Day. And, of course, the nostalgia still creeps into me, because it was what happened out there 10 years ago that has given us what we've got today in British radio.
And you're grateful?
Yes, I am, to a certain extent. Obviously, my biggest regret, I think, was not going out to offshore radio a little bit earlier than I could have. That probably was my biggest regret, that I didn't get out to Big L, you know, almost after it started. But I had then 5 years in Australia, after that back home again, and then came back over here 4 years ago, got into Capital Radio, where I'm working now as Ian Davidson, which is my real name anyway, and I'm proud of it, and why not? Just a matter of 2 or 3 months after it started. And I've been on air now for 2 years at Capital, and I'm very, very happy with what I'm doing now. It's perhaps not as big in the stardom stakes as working out in the North Sea with millions of listeners, but, you know, Capital's coming up, as you probably are well aware in listening terms, and everybody's happy.
Good to see you here tonight.
Good to be here too, Robbie. It's nice to talk to you.
Salagula Vidala. The Zane to Minster and 1,000 mensen in het hall vanavond. Mensen van overal. En dames en heren, nu kom ik een tafel langs en hier zit een. Nu ga ik tussen die tafels lopen en aan verschillende mensen vragen. Nou, wat gebeurt hier vanavond? Who are you, sir?
My name's Bill Rollins.
And Bill, what are you doing here at Flashback 67?
Well, having a look, meeting some of the people that, you know, were on the old ship. Reading some of the people I've heard to sort of commemorate my time on Tower Radio.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, the whole idea unfortunately didn't work. You know, it was a lot of mistakes were made, and I'd left school. I was 16 and a half at the time, and it seemed a good idea. Unfortunately, I got into the wrong company. If I'd have gone perhaps with another company, I might have gone on.
What was Tower Radio?
Tower Radio was a local idea operated by some Clacton on Sea businessmen. They were going to have a localised radio station, as like the IBA stations are now, just concentrating on North Essex. They also had plans, not very fruitful plans, to start a local television station, Tower Television. But unfortunately, due to, you know, things that didn't materialised, promises that were broken, things like that, the backing was withdrawn, the whole idea let go.
Yes, unfortunately, there are a lot of those things have happened in the past. But to come back to this scene here tonight, what do you think of an incident like this where so many people come together and show their support for pirate radio of the past?
Well, the thing that amazes me, you know, that there is so many here. You know, that's what the biggest amazement is. There are so many people have come down.
Where did you come from yourself?
Clacton.
Clacton-on-Sea, I know it well. Oh my God, I know it well. Lovely place. Right, well, thanks very much. I'm just going to carry on now and talk to one or two other people around this enormous hall here tonight, because really there must be at least 1,000 people here tonight sitting down, eating, drinking, talking, and generally being happy and loving together.